This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A Delta Airlines jet flipped on its roof while landing Monday at Toronto's Pearson Airport. All 80 people on board did survive. Let's find out more now from CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Happy to join you.
What do we know at this point about what happened here?
Well, it's what they're looking for. They know that the plane came in and landed hard. It didn't necessarily just bounce, but it skidded. The wings broke off. And then it turned on its side as it skidded and miraculously ended up in a level but inverted position with no breakup of the aircraft and no post-crash fire. The crash crews got there very quickly to put foam on all the jet fuel that was on the runway. But the good news is all 80 people on board got out. And for the investigators, the good news is they've got at least 80 eyewitnesses. They've got the cockpit voice recorder. They're going to get the last 30 minutes of conversation from and within the cockpit. And they've also got the air traffic controller conversations as well. So they'll be able to establish a second-by-second timeline so they can establish not only what happened, but why.
Peter, we've heard there were pretty wintry conditions at the time there. Do you know any more about that?
Yes, it wasn't just the wind gusts. You know, planes are designed to operate in certain levels of crosswind velocity. Every airplane has its own performance maximum levels. But it's not just the wind gusts here. It could be a possible wind shear condition as well, in which the plane rapidly loses altitude because of wind direction suddenly stopping. In this case, you've just seen the video this morning that we've been able to see for the first time to show how hard that plane landed when it came in. So what they're looking at now is how fast is it going and what was its angle of attack. All of this will be taken into consideration. The Canadians will lead the investigation. The U.S. National Transportation Board will be consulting on it as they always do. And I'm pretty sure we'll find out within a reasonably short period of time what happened and then why.
Peter, I understand that the plane involved, this model of plane, was really a workhorse for the airline industry.
It is. All these CRJ models, the 200s, the 700s, and this one is a 900, the largest one that they make, they are workhorses because they're the commuter aircraft. They're the short-haul carriers that are feeding the major markets. In this case, this is operated by Endeavor, even though it had a Delta sign on it, because it was part of the Delta family. But that would, you know, that would be leaving from Minneapolis to Toronto on a short-haul route, really, but it was fully loaded as well.
Now, landings can be tricky, but this crash, as a lot of people have pointed out, is the fourth major aviation accident in North America in the past few weeks. Are we at a point because of all these that the industry really needs to rethink safety at this time?
Well, the industry always has to rethink safety, but I want to emphasize that each one of these incidents was isolated. There's no real connection between any of them. The incident that happened in Washington, D.C., the parameters of that are completely different than what happened here. This has nothing to do with air traffic control of the FAA. This is Canada. The incident that happened in Scottsdale was a landing gear that broke off from the plane and it skidded into another plane. The incident in Philadelphia, they're still investigating. And, of course, the major investigation into the mid-air collision at Washington Reagan, all four very different. But I want to emphasize that we've celebrated for the last 30 years, the 30 safest years of aviation safety in the history of aviation. So the question is not whether or not we can improve on that average. The real question is, can we maintain it? And those are the issues that we're going to continue to follow, especially in the case of the Washington Reagan incident.
Do you think this will be a blow to customer confidence in air travel right now?
It's a short-term blow, but I don't think it's going to have any long-lasting effects. Last year, 4.4 billion people flew around the planet with no problem whatsoever. We've got a number of little incidents now. Relatively speaking, those numbers mean the odds are overwhelming and stay overwhelming in your favor.
That is CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg. Thank you so much for your time on KMOX this morning.
You got it.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.